Stars gone for a doubt mission of base, part of the Torah Mishalev, the lessons of the heart, Bahrain made true metalishko. The part of Duma, and the goat that is sent La Azazo on Yomakipur, and the serpent wool that is thrown into the fire in which the part of Duma is burnt, all these things are paid for from the money in the true metalishko. Even though the money from the lishka is used for Karbanos Sibur, and the Parah Duma is not a classical korban, it's not part of the korban in Dazar. However, the Torah calls it a chata, so therefore it is regarded as a korban sibur. And even though the sar that is sent to the Azazel is not a korban at all, instead it's pushed off a cliff. However, two goats are taken on Yom Kippur, and lots are drawn to see which one is brought of the korban, and which one is sent la Azazel. So since we don't know which one of these two animals will be the one that is brought of the korban, both animals are bought from the money from the Trumas HaLishka. And the strip of wool that is thrown into the fire of the Parah Duma is also included in the bringing of the Parah Duma, and therefore it is also bought from the money of the Trumas HaLishka. And so to the eighth area, the cedar wood and the azo, the high sock that is also thrown into the fire, is also bought from the Trumas HaLishka. Kaveh Parah, the Kaveh Sar HaMishtaleh. The ramp that is used to take out the Parah Duma from the Har Abayin to the Har HaZeitim, and the ramp that is used to take out the Sar HaMishtaleach, the goat that is sent out to Azazel from the Har Abayin to outside the city, is bought from the Shiori HaLishka, from the money that is remaining in the Lishka, after money is withdrawn and put into the three boxes. And the ramp is used to take out the Parah Duma, so that the Parah Duma will not become Tame from an unknown kever. And the ramp is also used to take out the Sar HaMishtaleach from Yerushalayim to outside the city, because of the Babylonians. The Babylonians, they used to pull out the hair from the Sar HaMishtaleach and say, get it out as quickly as possible in order that the Kafar of Arbeir should not be delayed. So therefore, in order to stop these Babylonians from pulling out its hair, they used a ramp to take it outside the city. The Lashon Shebein Karnav, the strip of wool that is put between the horns of the Sar HaMishtaleach, was also bought from the Shiori HaLishka. And they would put a red strip of wood between its horns, and then when they pushed it off its cliff, if that strip of wool would turn white, that would be a simen that the Averas were in its chaper. The Amas HaMayim, the stream of water that ran through the Azara, if it needed any repairs, the repairs were paid for from the Shiori HaLishka, from the money that remained in the Lishka after the withdrawal of the money that was put in the three boxes. The Chaimas HaEir, Amigdaloisa, the Chos Racha HaEir, Ba'a Mishiori HaLishka. If the walls of the city of Yerushalayim or its towers needed repairs, it would be paid for from the Shiori HaLishka. And all other needs of the city of Yerushalayim would be paid for from the Shiori HaLishka, such as if they had to dig wells or repair the roads or the marketplaces. It would be paid for from the money that remained in the Lishka after they withdrew the funds and put it in the three boxes. Abishol Emer Kevet Para Kohanim Gdolim Oysen Oyso Mishal Atma. Abishol said the ramp that was used to take out the Parah Duma to Har HaZeitim would not be paid for from the Shiori HaLishka. Instead, the Kohanim Gdolim would pay for it out of their own pocket. Sachas Kohen Paratala Mishnah Gemel Meister Shiori HaLishka Ma'al Yoisim Behem. What was remaining in the Shiori HaLishka after they had used the money for the expenses mentioned in the previous mission, what do they do with any extra money from the Shiori HaLishka? They would use that money to buy wine, oil, and flour. And they would sell the wine to those that needed it for Nesachim. And they would sell the oil and the flour to those that needed it for a Korban Mincha. And the profits would go for the purposes of Hegdah, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, Amos Dakar Mishal Hegdah, Velo Mishal Aniyah. Rabbi Akiva says it's forbidden to profit with money that belongs to Hegdah. And it's also forbidden to profit with money that was collected for the poor. So according to Rabbi Akiva, they would not buy wine, oil, and flour with the money in order to sell it and make a profit. And you're not allowed to profit with money of Hegdish, as we have a cloud, in Anias, the Malkam Ashirith. In a place of Ashirith, of wealth, we don't act like the poor. Hegdish is a Malkam Ashirith, it's a place of wealth, and we shouldn't act like poor people trying to profit and make some extra money. And so too, we don't profit with money that was collected for the poor. The reason being is if we use that money to try to profit with it, maybe the money won't be available for an ani that shows up and needs a handout. So therefore, we should keep that money around just in case an ani shows up and we'll have money available to give him.